Port Coquitlam is throwing its weight behind a new bus rapid transit, BRT, line for the Tri-Cities. On Tuesday, October 3, the city's Committee of Council advanced a motion by Mayor Brad West to express interest in the system, of which 9 are proposed for Metro Vancouver over the next decade. But West, who chairs TransLink's Mayor's Council, gave 2 caveats. The Regional Transportation Authority is facing a cash crunch, and BRTs will likely be delivered first in municipalities with the highest growth, namely, the North Shore and communities south of the Fraser River. I do think it's important that Council express its support, its initial tentative support for increased service levels, West said. We still don't know when TransLink plans to initiate this process, on BRTs. A video example of a bus rapid transit system in the United States. West said other Tri-Cities officials have signaled their support for a continuous bus line from Maple Ridge to Coquitlam, via Lougheed Highway. However, it would come with some major infrastructure bills, including a replacement bridge over the Coquitlam River in Port Coquitlam, he warned. Last year, TransLink unveiled its plans to double bus service in 10 years as part of Transport 2050. The BRT technology, a step up from the current rapid bus, aims to bring specialized zero-emission buses to fully traffic-separated corridors with dedicated stations for passengers to board. Besides the R3 route upgrade from Haney Place and Coquitlam Central, BRTs are planned for the following routes. Hastings Street, upgrade from R5, King George Boulevard, Surrey to White Rock, Langley Haney Place, 200 Street Golden Ears Lougheed Highway, Lynn Valley Downtown, Lonsdale, Lionsgate Bridge, Marine Doctor Station 22nd Street Station, Marine Way, Metrotown Park Royal, 2nd Narrows, Richmond Center Metrotown, Knight Street Bridge, Scott Road, upgrade from R6. While POCO councillors voiced reservation about supporting West's BRT motion, as it was brought late and not on the agenda, the committee backed the mayor, saying more frequent and faster public transit is needed in the Tri-Cities. Nancy McCurrich said a BRT would act like a rail-based system and the system would relieve bottlenecks along Lougheed Highway. POCO's expression of support for BRT gets the foot in the door, Cowan. Daryl Penner added. We've seen the congestion grow and grow and grow. West argued POCO should get its fair share of public transit as it's currently underserved compared with other Metro Vancouver jurisdictions. The residents of Port Coquitlam deserve as good as anyone else because we sure as hell are paying for it. The 10-year priorities in Transport 2050 are estimated to cost $21 billion. Other items on the list include exploring other potential SkyTrain extensions, including to Newton in Surrey and to Port Coquitlam, building the Burnaby Mountain Gondola to Simon Fraser University, SFU, extending the Millennium Line from Arbutus to the University of British Columbia, UBC, increasing HandyDart service by 60% and providing 24-hour service, advancing a business case on rapid transit technology on the Metrotown to Park Royal corridor, building 450 kilometers of new traffic-separated cycling paths, introducing 200 new bike lockers and 6 new bike parkades, increasing CBUS service start and end times to match SkyTrain service hours.